I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Based on your eyebrows, she'll decide if you're gay. And she said Luann is the share of our day. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jill Zarin and Brandi Glanville now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who loves to pull off a surprise entrance and another who was surprised she'd be sleeping on a pull-out couch. From Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, it's Roni OG, Jill Zarin, and Beverly Hills alum, Brandi Glanville. The first three episodes of Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club are streaming on Peacock, and new episodes drop every Thursday. Over at the bar, it's someone we saw on Roni as a girl, and seeing her now all grown up is a trip. It's Jill's daughter, Ali Shapiro. Great to see you, Ali. You look great.
Thank you.
By the way, we want to welcome Kristen Takeman is here. Gary, Jill's guy, and Bossy the dog. And fun fact, it was Brandi Glanville who recommended Kristen for the New York Housewives. You guys have been friends for how long, Brandi?
Oh, my God, forever. Almost
right.
Like 28 years. Yeah.
Very good. Let me ask you this. One of the number one questions we got for both of you, the show is so entertaining, by the way, was what was your biggest, or which housewife from another friendship do you wish had joined Ultimate Girls Trip? Was there someone that you wish had been on the trip? Brandi?
Maybe Camille, because I just want to hurt her.
Okay.
I like to hang out with Marisol.
Marisol? She's great. She's your buddy, too.
She
right?
is my
yes,
buddy.
She absolutely is. Okay, Jill, Shada M wants to know if you think Dorinda's response to finding out Tamara and Vicky were eating in their rooms was appropriate as a host.
I think she's a big hypocrite, but you're going to have to watch and see what happens next.
Brandi, Patrick L., do you regret saying Tamara's cooler and kinder when Vicky's not around?
No.
Brandi, Sunny or Rain, Vicky claims Dorinda made all the ladies cry. Is it true? And did she make you cry?
She made me cry once.
She did. Did she make you cry?
Yes.
Jill? Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Jill, V wants to know, since it was before you got there, what did you make of Brandi telling Taylor that Russell's passing was the hardest year of her life?
I don't think that she was thinking about what Taylor was going through. I think she was talking about how she was feeling, and I'm okay with that.
Respectively, I could still... That can,
you can have
I'm
a bad year.
Her
it wasn't
year
her...
wasn't even worse.
Okay.
I'm saying that I can also have... You
a
can't negate
year.
The fact that that's my bad year, too.
Okay.
But hers is way worse.
Yes. Last week, Bethany and Jill had an unexpected reunion on an airplane, which resulted in this photo. Left us with a lot of questions.
Oh,
Jill, what did you
God.
Guys talk about? Was it a quick hello, or did you two catch up?
Oh, no, we definitely caught up.
You did?
It was really good.
For the whole flight?
The whole, Gary was there too.
Wow. She texted me when she was, when you guys were like leaving. She was like, you would die. I'm on a plane with Jill. I go, are you, my mind was blown. I was in a doctor's office waiting room. I go, I'm Venmoing you two a lot of money and I'm sending a crew.
He did. And I love that, by the way. Yes. It was great. It was great. It was. It was, yeah, it was crazy, right?
Yeah. On Girls Trip, we're only three episodes in. Brandy's already told three of her housemates to shut the F up. But tonight, we hope Brandy will speak the F up as we play Spill on the Hills. I want to know what your thoughts on the new season of Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thoughts on newbie Diana and how she's fitting in with the group.
I mean, she threw herself into a jellyfish school to get away from them. You know what I mean?
Reaction.
Oh, let's go back. I'm hurt.
Reaction to a boozy, horny, and carefree Erica this season.
I love it. I feel like that should have been her last season.
Did Rinna overreact to the Elton John table situation?
Nope, and I was there, and I have more tea on that.
Really? Well, what is it?
Well, Sutton had invited my friend Erica and also Lisa and Harry. I knew that for a fact, and I was with Ted, I was standing with Teddy and all of them, and then she asked my friend Erica to pay her back for her seat.
Ooh.
After an invite.
Okay, so this does not end.
No.
Wow.
Who do you think is the biggest pot stirrer this season?
I think it's Crystal.
You think it's Crystal? And what do you make of the gossip that a group of 14 women dropped her as a friend?
I honestly, I feel like it must have been like a country club situation and she like maybe refused to take her towel down in the sauna.
What do you think of Erica throwing Garcelle's memoir in the trash?
You know, I was just really kind of grossed out that she didn't put it in the recycle bin.
Thank you very much. We know that Jill runs with a fabulous circle of people. And while we're not sure she'd include everyone from Roni in that circle, tonight we're going to find out who she thinks highest of in Who's More Iconic? Okay, here we go. Jill, two familiar faces from Roni will go head-to-head. You have to choose who is the bigger icon. Dorinda Medley or Bethany Frankel? Who's the bigger icon?
Bethany Frankel.
Okay, Ramona or Luann?
Luann.
Alex McCord or Sonia?
Sonia.
Aviva or Radzi?
Aviva.
Ebony K. Williams or Heather Thompson?
Ebony.
Tinsley Mortimer or Kelly Kaloran Bensimone?
Kelly.
Barbara Kay or Cindy Barshop?
Cindy's my girl.
Is she? Are you two still buddies?
Very much so.
Kristen Takeman or Leah McSweeney?
Well,
hello.
Kristen Takeman. I would have said that anyway.
Simon Van Kempen or the late Coco Singer? Oh,
Simon is
Simon,
iconic.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Iconic.
Thank you for playing. When the ladies speak their minds in the Bluestone Manor confessional room, they might think they're alone, but the swordfish, the nutcracker, and an assortment of other oddities are always listening, and they're here tonight for a game of closet confessionals. We've borrowed some of Dorinda's treasured belongings, paired each one with a shady question for Jill or Brandy to answer.
Oh,
okay, here we go. Jill, the fish wants to know if you had the power to put a Roni housewife on pause at any point during the show's run, who would it be?
To put them on pause?
Yeah.
I think they put the right one on pause, Dorinda.
Okay. Brandy, what current Beverly Hills house husband is the biggest mangina?
Oh, what's his name? He's married to Dorit.
PK.
Yeah.
Okay. Brandy, which of your fellow ex-wives is the most desperate to get back on her former show?
Jill.
Me?
Jill.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, you said tell the truth.
I do want you to tell the truth. You think me?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
Oh, from to get back on the show?
Yeah, of your ex-wives, who do you think wants the most to get back on their show?
Be honest.
Vicky, Tamara, Brandy.
Vicky.
You know, Vicky.
Vicky.
Okay. Jill.
Vicky says she is.
Which Roni housewife is most guilty of praising Bethany to her face and talking crap about her behind her back?
Probably everybody.
Probably everybody.
I think everybody.
Okay. Next
right?
up.
Right? Do you guys agree? Everybody.
Well, I mean, they don't know. They don't.
Well, they watch the show. No, yeah. But, you know, it's
okay.
On the show.
Jill. No, both. Which of your Ultimate Girls Trip co-stars is the least ultimate? Oh, that's a shame question.
Shysta.
Which of your
Taylor.
Taylor. Wow. Okay. Another one. Jill, who do you think is the thirstiest Real Housewife?
Oh, okay. Dorinda. Oh.
Oh.
Second, I think, yeah, like you and her.
Me?
Yeah.
You think I'm...
I feel like, yeah, right?
Really?
Well, I'm just saying you guys are both like walking ads for all your stuff.
Oh, yes. That's different than being thirsty to come back on
okay.
the show. No. Infomercial,
but she's
I take
that. That you're
infomercial.
To come back on
no, infomercial, yes. Infomercial, right. I would.
And I love Jill. Don't get me wrong. Yes. I want Jill on my TV.
By the way, I want to say, I also want to point out, you two have you two come together on this show. And it's really nice to see.
Oh, I love this girl.
Yes, I love that.
If you want to go out with somebody, she took care of me.
You also felt that Brandy was a little misunderstood on the
trip. Completely misunderstood.
I like that. It was sweet to see. Okay, getting the show back on the track here. Okay, next question.
Thirsty.
Brandy, name another. Well, Jill, it's not the
I
first
mean,
time
you said hungry.
Thirsty.
No. I just want, can I set one record straight since my daughter's here?
Yes.
Allie, who did the emoji with Andy Cohn?
Guilty.
With the phone.
I thought it was funny.
I don't know what that was. What was the emoji?
Allie.
There was a comment on an Instagram post when you were talking about legacy, and I wrote like a phone emoji to Andy.
Oh, that was great. I loved that.
It was me.
I know.
It was
fun. Oh, okay. It
was
my
point is,
everyone's
so thirsty.
But that was so funny. Okay. Brandy, name another celebrity we'd be surprised to hear you've had a rendezvous with. You've revealed many on the show.
Come on.
I have. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm good.
She and Kristen looking at each other. All right, let's leave it there. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Caitlin from California, what is your question for Jill Zarin?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
I love you, Andy. Jill, do you feel caught in the middle over the social media feud between Dorinda and Vicky? And whose side are you on?
I'm definitely not caught in the middle, and I'm on the side of right. It doesn't matter whose side it is. I mean, I am. I'm just always in the side of right.
Okay, well, who's right?
Is that an answer?
I don't even know who the question is. I don't even remember
what
happened.
Well, the question is, whose side are you on, Vicky?
I think I was on Vicky. I think I'm on Vicky's side. Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Here is Ellis from Toronto with a question for Brandy. Hey, Ellis.
Hi. What do you think of the news that Denise Richards has joined OnlyFans? And when is the last time you two spoke?
I think it's kind of amazing that she's on OnlyFans now. It's like she was Mother of the Year, and now she's on. Listen, OnlyFans is great, but I feel like this is the real Denise, and she does have a great fan base. And I think that people want the real Denise.
Yeah.
We don't want second season Denise or Camille. We want the real stuff.
Right. Would you ever go on OnlyFans?
My kids have said absolutely not. I have boys. They're like, and who's getting, like, most of my fans are gay. They don't want to see me naked.
Okay. Thank you, virtual audience. Well, guess what, you guys? You heard it here first. There is a new, Housewives song entering the Pantheon. And it is from Brandy Glanville. Brandy, when does your song come out?
It comes out on July 7th.
What's it called?
It's called Life of a Housewife.
Wow.
And it's a rap. It's a rap song.
Okay, we can't wait. Cannot wait. Brandy XLivsterX wants to know the status of your friendship with Kim Richards.
I love Kim. I always will. I just think that, you know, she'll come back around at some point.
Poppy of Pop, Jill, what's it like being neighbors with Ramona?
Fun.
You never live in the same building.
I moved into the same building as her.
How
about this? You ready? This is breaking news. I moved into the same apartment she lived in with Mario.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Wait. Hold on.
I know.
You live in the apartment that we saw in the first many seasons of Roni?
No, because it was before she moved into that beautiful condo. It was in the beginning of the marriage.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
That is...
insane.
Wild.
You can't make that up. And how
you
about this?
Think with
she
you
comes
women...
in and she wasn't 100% sure. She told me she lived in that apartment. She walks in, she's like, no, I think the bathroom was over there. I'm like, no, the bathroom hasn't moved.
Wow. Okay.
Jill is always right, I will tell you that. Actually, that's the truth.
Really?
She does her research.
Thank
wow,
you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Brandy, it's also interesting to see your evolution with Vicky and Tamra this season on Ultimate Girls Trip, because it starts out very poorly, and it doesn't end that way. And you and Tamra have become buddies, right?
I love her. She's like a miniature me.
Wow. That's very funny.
So I like myself? That sounds weird.
Brandy wasn't going to let Pride Month end without celebrating in her own special way. Watch.
What made you think the lady was a lesbian?
Her eyebrows.
Generally, I can tell if someone's a lesbian by her eyebrows.
What would lesbian eyebrows look like?
I will tell you when I see them. Okay. It's different for everyone.
Okay, to test Brandy's theory on lesbian visibility tonight, we're playing a round of Are These Lesbian Eyebrows? Possibly my favorite game. Jill and Brandy, I'll show you a series of celebrity brows. You will have to guess if they do, in fact, belong to a lesbian. If Jill wins this, Brandy, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, are these lesbian eyebrows? Jill Zarin.
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, let's reveal. It's Pamela Anderson. No, they're not. Okay, are these lesbian eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yes, Brandy?
No.
They are. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. Are these lesbian eyebrows? Brandy.
Yes.
Well, she says yes. I have to say yes. She knows.
Well, I mean.
And there you go. She's
right. Yes, they are. Okay. Are these lesbian eyebrows? Brandy?
No.
Jill?
No.
No, they're Kenya Moore. Okay. Are these lesbian eyebrows?
Yes.
I know what she's going for, yes.
They are Rosie O'Donnell.
I know the
Brandy
secret.
Brandy is the undisputed champ. How does she do it? Okay, Brandy, are these lesbian eyebrows?
No.
No.
No? Okay, Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, are these lesbian eyebrows?
Yes.
Not sure.
It is Brooke Shields.
Oh, sh**,
Brandy.
Oh, I got one.
Are these lesbian eyebrows?
Yes.
No.
Wow, Brandy, you are amazing. Yes, they are. That's Lena Waithe.
I can't get it right.
Okay, are these lesbian eyebrows? Brandy.
No.
No. No.
That is Kate Middleton. No, they're not. Are these lesbian eyebrows? Lastly, Brandy.
No.
Yes.
They are. It's Lily Tomlin.
Oh, I got one right.
Jill caught up. Thanks for playing, but Brandy won. Unbelievable.
Wow, it's pretty good.
Jill, want to say, I thought it was really brave, and I loved what you said about abortion, and you told your own story.
I did. I mean, I did. I'm horrified by what happened this week with Roe v. Wade. I myself had an abortion when I was in my late teens. It was my choice. And I don't know how my life would have been different today.
You did too, Brandy?
I did at 17.
Wow.
So, you know, I feel very strongly that pro-life people have a right to choose that. And that's the whole point. You have a choice.
We're going backwards.
Pro-life or you're pro-choice. You should be able to have the choice.
So. All right. Thank you so much. What was your response to the ladies all saying you're like a walking QVC ad and all that stuff?
I was flattered.
How did you feel about the surprise when you came in?
Disappointed.
Right. I mean, but it was great. I was a little bit, but it was also kind of iconic the way it played out, too.
Well, because that's what happened there.
I know.
Nothing changes.
I know.
I knew it, and the rest of the ladies were like, what? What?
Right, some of the ladies didn't get it.
They haven't been, you know.
Jill sent me a video from on her way to do it, and I was so excited.
I wore my surprise shirt.
It was great. For me, it was great.
I'm so excited about this show. I love seeing you all on. You're all amazing. And
I think it's great.
So it's great to see you back. You're all, as you were saying, and you're all just A-plus in the interview chair, each and every one of you. So it's just so fun to hear all of your...
I'm not jealous of the editors. They had a hard job.
They
had a lot of content.
It's been a long time, so it was a little, like, nerve-wracking. Like, what do you think? And I'm like, can I say this, number one?
Right. But you said that you doubled down on the lesbian eyebrow thing. Why?
I was high as a kite.
You were...
Eva and I were smoking all day.
You and Eva were smoking all day.
I had no
idea. Pretty much the whole week.
I have to say, Eva is...
Amazing.
She's
so much fun.
She was the youngest one there and the most mature one there.
That's so funny. And she was also a great... She and Phaedra were like the equalizers of the group.
That's what I'm saying.
And the peacemakers, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Was there anyone that you didn't know that you were in the group with?
No.
Previously?
Well, I didn't know Eva.
Oh, okay.
At all.
And what about you?
I didn't know Eva, Phaedra. I didn't know Vicky. I met Tamara once. I knew Jill prior. And I met Jorinda once.
Brandy Daniel F wants to know, what's your response to Tamara saying you can dress Brandy up, but you can't take her many places?
Ditto, bitch.
Jill, Herman T wants to know, how would you feel if Brandy called your boyfriend a mangina like she called Eva's boyfriend?
I didn't even know what it meant.
Okay, first of all, I said if you watch the show, I said he's not a mangina. Okay. I thought he would be.
Well, what is it? What's a mangina?
It's just like, she's feminizing a man? Is that
yeah, I just feel like it's like the someone that stays home with the kids and does whatever you want. That said, I thought he was going to be that. When I met him on Skype, I'm like, he's hot, down to F, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right, let's leave it there. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Dorinda printed her Rules of the Manor place cards and placed them in all of the ladies' rooms, although surprisingly, her list didn't include don't rip light fixtures off the wall. So to avoid any confusion with my guests, I'm counting down my top 5 rules of the clubhouse. Number 5 is a glaring mistake. No staring at yourself in the monitor. As tempting as it may be, just live in the moment, people. We have monitors right here in front, and some of the guests like to stare at themselves. I myself broke rule number 4 when I dropped a gooey butter cake on the floor, but please don't spill stuff on my rug. Otherwise, my valet will have to work late to steam clean it. Number 3 is don't secretly tape record your interviews with me. Fair rule, right, Jill?
Who's got cameras out? Who's got cameras
number 2
out?
Is a no-brainer. Don't be mean to my staff. We never forget the people who are rude, and we talk about you all the time. And my number 1 rule of the clubhouse is, if you feel the need for weed and smoke up in the green room, be like Snoop Dogg and bring enough for Daddy to join.
Woo-hoo! All right?
If you follow these rules, I promise to make it nice. I want to thank Jill, Brandy, and Allie for joining. We'll see you tomorrow night, live with Garcelle Bay and Z-Way.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we got Jill Zarin and Brandy Glanville from the Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Housewives Club. Ali Shapiro is behind the bar. I mean, Allie, your business with your mom is going gangbuster, isn't it? Allie
yeah.
and Jill.
Yeah,
Jill and Allie.
Jill and Allie, yeah.
Jill and Allie.
Yeah.
It's going great. And when you look back, you're so funny on Instagram. When people post old clips and stuff, you always have funny comments. When you look back specifically on Jill sending you to the weight loss camp in season 2, how do you look back on that?
Well, she says it as like it was a great experience because it taught me how to like eat better for the rest of my life. I mean, obviously, I was very young. I feel like maybe if I was a little bit older, it'd be different. But also at the time, we didn't think like it being on TV would last this long. Like if yes. I knew when I was 14,
it never goes
when
away.
I was 29, it would still be on TV. I think right. I would have rethought it.
Isn't that amazing?
But, yeah.
15 years?
I think yeah, I asked you that on. Like on girls' trips, I'm like, oh yeah, you sent her to fat camp. You're like, well, it wasn't really fat camp.
Really fat. It was a healthy camp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A healthy camp. Okay. Let's get healthy.
Let's go back to the virtual fans. Melissa from Buffalo.
I can't wait.
What's your question for Jill Zarin? Oh my God, you
I'm
two
Melissa.
Are a good duo. I gotta tell you, I entered this show a little tired, but you guys
woke
have
you
lit
up?
Me up.
Oh, yeah. We love each other.
It's one of the, okay, Melissa, what's your question?
Hi, I love you all. Andy, never fade away, brother.
Thanks.
My question is for Miss Jill, and I love you both. But Jill, as one of the OGs from Roni, what was your reaction to hearing both Ava and Phaedra state that they didn't know who you were?
They're so young.
Right.
I'm so old. We were around a long time ago. So it's like the new generation.
Right.
That for Eva, I think, more so than Phaedra. Yeah. And Phaedra probably knew who I was. She just didn't connect the dots.
Yeah. Well, Phaedra and I are the same age, so.
Here are Monica and Sarah.
Eva. No, I said Eva's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Here are Monica and Sarah from Dallas with a question for Brandy.
Oh, hi, girl.
Your turn.
Hey.
We are so excited to see you guys back on Bravo.
Me
Thank
too.
You.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, my God.
Luca wants to say hi to Lucy.
Oh, she's gonna have a boyfriend. To say hi. He's so cute.
Brandy, since Celebrity Apprentice, have you gotten to a better place with Kenya? And if not, would you be willing to reconcile?
You know what? The answer is no. Only because we did a show together for Netflix. It was called like Family Reunion. Excited to do it.
For Netflix?
Yeah, I think it was Netflix, yeah. Family Reunion. And I walked in, I was a little lost on the lot, but I was still on time. And when I walked in, she was sitting with everyone. She's like, so nice of you to make it. And she'd already had her kid. I was like, okay, bitch. It's just not gonna go away.
Okay, let's see. Okay, what's both of your biggest regret from your, during your time on each of your shows?
Oh, wow.
Do you have one, Jill?
Yes, I do. Walking out of Ramona's apartment that day.
Really? You
regret
that?
Had I stayed and worked it out, it would have been a totally different season.
It would have.
Right?
You said at the time you just weren't ready to have the conversation and you felt ambushed.
Felt ambushed.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, I don't do well with surprises,
yes,
either. Like,
right,
change. I'm not flexible. It's a character flaw,
right,
of mine that I'm not flexible like
that. I don't know
that.
That's not character flaw that you can't. Well,
it was like, I mean, I couldn't go with it. I couldn't roll with it. Now I would handle it differently.
Right.
I really would.
Yeah. Brandy, what was your biggest regret from your time on your show?
I think that just saying anything about Denise to other people, I wish I would have waited until she had arrived at some party and spoken to her directly, because I still haven't. We haven't resolved anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, blah, and I didn't really want to say it. And then she stopped showing up. So, you know, I would have loved to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Just talk.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Excellent. Thursdays on Peacock. Thanks, Allie. Thanks, Brandy. Thanks, Jill. She's snoring. We'll be right back. Or we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.